Today we're going to learn Daf Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Tainus. We left off at the two dots toward the top of Daf Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Elazar Amar Miyom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. So the Gemara explains the Svara for Rabbi Eliezer, why we start mentioning Mashav Baruch Mar Degeshem on the first day of Sukkot. So the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Elazar Amar Miyom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. So ask the Gemara, Ibayilhu, Rabbi Eliezer Mehecha Gamila. Where did Rabbi Elazar learn this idea that we should start mentioning rain on the first day of Yontif? Milulav Gamrila? Did he learn it from the mitzvah of Lulav, that Lulav starts on the first day of Yontif, and Lulav is associated with rain? Lulav is connected to rain. We'll see in the Gemara soon how. But Lulav is associated with rain, and that's why he learns that you should mention rain on the first day of Yontif? Or did he learn it from the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim? Nisuch HaMayim is an important concept. It's the special water that the special mitzvah of pouring water on the Mizbeach on each day of Sukkot, and it started with the first day of Sukkot. So maybe he learned it from Nisuch HaMayim Gomerla. Maybe he learned from Nisuch HaMayim, which has an obvious connection to rain. Nisuch HaMayim is about pouring water, and it comes and obviously deals with our appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the idea of water, and that we want him to give us water for bracha like rain. So does he learn maybe from Nisuch HaMayim that we should mention rain already on the first day of Yontif? So milulav gamar la malulav bayom af haskara bayom. So what's the nafkamina whether we learn it from lulav or from Nisuch HaMayim? So the Gemara says, well, if we learn it from lulav, well, just like lulav is only during the daytime of Yontif and not at the nighttime, so we should only mention Mashav Baruch Mar Degeshem starting on the first day of Yontif, but not from Mariv the night before. Or do we say we learn it from Nisuch HaMayim? Nisuch HaMayim could even be done and the night before, even though the bringing of the karbanos can only be done during the day. Nisuch HaMayim could be done the night before. So if we learn it from Nisuch HaMayim, we would start saying Mashav Baruch Mar Degeshem, according to Rabbi Elazar, at Mariv on the first night of Sukkot. So which is it? Tasha Ma'ad Gemara says, let's bring a raya. Da Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo says, Lo Limda Rabbi Eliezer Ela Me Lulav. He only learns it from Lulav, not from Nisuch HaMayim, and therefore we only start mentioning Mashav Baruch Mar Degeshem during the daytime, at Shachris on the first day, not the night before. So main point number two, we already did main point number one yesterday. Main point number two, Rabbi Eliezer derives mentioning rain on the first day from Lulav and not from Nisuch HaMayim. So we only begin at daytime and not at Mariv. Yigadamri, Rabbi Avo, Gemara Gamila. Others say, some say rather, that when Rabbi Avo said that we learn it from Lulav, that Rabbi Eliezer learns it from Lulav, he had a tradition from his Rebbeim that we learned it from Lulav. There's no source for it. Vikadamri Masnisa Shmilei. Some say no, he discovered this from a Braisa, that Rabbi Eliezer must learn this from Lulav. So says Gemara Maihi, where's a Braisa that says that Rabbi Eliezer must learn this from Lulav? Titania, because the Braisa says, Me'emasai Maskirin Ala Geshamim, when do we start mentioning rain? Mashavarach Mar Geshem. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishas Netilas Lulav. From the morning of the first day of Sukkot, which is the time that we first take lulav. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mishas Hanachaso. Interestingly, Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we only begin on the seventh day of Sukkot, says that that it also relates to lulav, meaning it relates to after we put away the lulav. The time that we're putting away the lulav, that's when we start mentioning rain. But Rabbi Eliezer says from the time we start taking lulav. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, Hol varbas minin alalu einon ban ella the ratzo salamayim. What does lulav have to do with rain? Lulav comes to appease Hashem about rain. When we take the dalad minim on Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us in a positive way about how much it's going to rain this year. That's what we're doing when we wave the lulav in all the different directions. We're causing Hashem to want to give us more rain. That's one connection that lulav has with rain. And the other connection lulav has with rain is, Ukeshem sha'ar b'min malalu i'efshar ben b'lom mayim. The dalad minim of the lulav cannot possibly grow without rain. So kachi efshar li'olam b'lom mayim. So too, the world cannot exist without rain. So main point number three, lulav is associated with rain because the zuchus of the mitzvah of lulav makes it rain, and because it can't grow without rain. So that's main point number three. Now, going back to the machlokas about when we start mentioning Mashiv Ruach Mordei Geshem, whether it's on the first day of Yantif or on Shmini Atzeres. So remember, we said that Rabbi Yoshua had said to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't make sense to mention it on the first day of Yantif because you don't want it to rain on the first day of Yantif. It's a curse, it's a siman klala if it rains on the first day of Yantif. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, V'halo gishamim b'chag eino el simin klala. Rain on the first day of Yantif is a curse. Why would you want to mention rain on the first day of Yantif? Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says back, Af ani lo amarti lishol elo lahazkir. I didn't say we should ask for rain on the first day of Yantif. You're right. I would never ask for rain. It's a curse. It would be a terrible thing. Just to mention rain, just to say, Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem, Hashem is so powerful that he could make it rain. Ukshem Shetchias HaMesim Maskir Kol HaShana Kula. And he says, think about it. Just like we mentioned Tchias HaMesim in Shmon Esrei all year long, Ve'ina Ela Bizmana, but we know that there's only one time that Hashem is actually going to do Tchias HaMesim. And that is one day in the future when Mashiach comes and it's Las Lavo, Hashem is going to do Tchias HaMesim. But still, we mention it all year long, even though it's not the time for Tchias HaMesim, because what we're emphasizing is that Hashem can do Tchias HaMesim. Not that he's going to do it right now. So Kach Maskim Gvurz Kasham Kol HaShana. So too we mention that Hashem can bring rain, even though the rain only comes when it's the proper time for rain. We don't want it to rain on the first day of Sukkot. Therefore, if someone wants to mention rain, so if you want to say Mashiv Ruach Mordei Geshem the rest of the year, that's fine, you can. It's just you don't have to do it except for during the rainy season. But if you want to, you can mention whenever you want, just like we mentioned Tchias HaMesim all year round. So main point number four, Rabbi Eliezer thinks Gevuras Geshamim is appropriate throughout Sukkot, even though it's a bad time for rain. Just like we always talk about Tchias HaMesim, even though it's only going to happen at a designated time. So now the Braisa quotes different opinions of Tanaim about when to mention Mashiv Ruach Mordei Geshem, when we should start saying Mashiv Ruach Mordei Geshem. Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, Rabbi's the only one, I think, and the only Tana, I think, in Shas that says Omer Ani. He says, I say. The Achrona point out that it's not Bederach Gaiva. He's not saying that in an arrogant way. It's Omer Ani. I think it's actually Bederach Anivus. Rabbi Danasi is known to be the greatest Anav amongst the Tanaim. They say, Misha Meis Rabbi, the Mishnah and Sota says, when Rabbi died, Batla Anava, there were no humble people like him anymore. So Rabbi Omer Ani, I say. So Rabbi says, I say, Misha Shemafsik L'Sha'ila on Chag HaPesach, when we stop saying V'Sein Talu Matar, Kach Mafsik Laskara. That's when we stop saying Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem. Meaning, you're not allowed to say Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem in the summertime. So by Chag HaSukkos, but also you would not mention Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem because you only mention it when it's actually the proper time. So Rebbe says you should not start on day one because you're only allowed to mention it during the time when you actually want it to rain. That's why you're not allowed to say it during the summertime. Rebbe Duba Mesera Omer, B'sheni B'chag U'maskir. Rabbi Duba Mesera says, start saying Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem, new opinion, on the second day of Sukkot. Rabbi Kiva Omer, B'shishi B'chag U'maskir. Start saying it on the sixth day of Sukkot. Rabbi Duba Mishum Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Duba says, Nim Rabbi Shua, Ha'over L'fnei Ateva B'yom Tov Ha'achron Shal Chag, Ha'achron Maskir, Harishon Eino Maskir. The one who davens for the Amun on Shmini Atzeres, the Chazan on Shmini Atzeres, who davens Musaf, the Achron, the one who davens Musaf, he says Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem. But the one who davens Shachris, the Rishon, the guy who davens first, the one who davens Shachris, does not say Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem. B'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, on Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, when we switch back, Harishon, the guy who davens Shachris, Mazkir, still says Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem, Ha'achron Eino Maskir. But the guy who davens Musaf does not say Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem. So that's the end of the Braisa, where we quote all these different opinions about when it's appropriate to say Mashav Ruach Mordei Geshem, when it's not. So now the Gemara is going to analyze different parts of this Braisa. So first says the Gemara, Shapir Karmelei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer had a pretty strong claim against Rabbi Yeshua. He had a pretty strong point to Rabbi Yeshua that when you just mention rain, that's not a simon klala, that's not a curse to mention rain. What's the problem with mentioning rain? After all, we mention Tchias HaMesim all the time, even though it's not yet the time for Tchias HaMesim. Why can't we mention rain on the first day of Sukkot, even though it's not yet the time for rain? So how's Rabbi Shua going to respond to that? Amar lach Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua would respond that there's a big difference between Tchiyas HaMesim and rain. When it comes to Tchiyas HaMesim, would you like for Tchiyas HaMesim to happen today? Yeah, sure, you'd love it, of course. You want all your dead relatives to come back to life. Would you like for it to happen tomorrow? Of course, you'd love it. You'd love it for it to happen anytime. Anytime is a great time as far as we're concerned for Tchiyas HaMesim. So that's why even though Hashem's only going to do it once, but we mention it whenever we want, and we mention it all the time, rather, because it's always a good time for Tchiyas HaMesim. It's always a good time to bring dead people back to life. So Bishlam Tchiyas HaMesim Mazkir, I understand that we're going to mention Tchiyas HaMesim throughout the year. Dekula Yol Nazim Nehu. Every day is a day that's rotwe, that's appropriate for Tchiyas HaMesim. There's no set day that's good for Tchiyas HaMesim. But you think it's always good for it to rain? In Eretz Yisrael, if when Nisan is over, it's still raining, that's a curse. That rain that comes down at the time where you're harvesting wheat is a siman klala. That's a curse. So you can't compare rain to Mashvaruch Mar Degeshem. I mean to Tchiyas HaMesim rather. Main point number five. Rabbi Yoshua distinguishes between Tchiyas HaMesim, which is always good, and rain, which is only good sometimes. So we don't mention it when we don't want it. We don't mention rain when we don't want it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, B'sheni B'chagu Maskir. Now going back to the line in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says that we start mentioning rain on the second day of Sukkot. My time with Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira think we should mention on the second day of Sukkot? Titania, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, Nemar B'sheni. It says on the Karbanos of the second day of Sukkot, when it talks about the libations, the nesachim that are poured together with the karban, viniskehem. It doesn't say unsacha, it says viniskehem, plural. So there's an extra mem there. It could have just said unsacha, but there's an extra mem, viniskehem. Vinemar bishishi, and it also says about the karbanos on the sixth day, unisacheha, instead of vinascha, unisacheha, with the extra yud. V'nemar b'shvi'i, and it says about the korbanos of the seventh day of Yantif, when it talks about how much korban mincha and nesachim you bring on the musaf, it says kimishpatam, whereas every other day it says kimishpat, so there's an extra mem there. So let's tally it up. How many extra letters do we have in describing the various korbanos on Sukkot? Hare mem, yud, mem. In describing the korban of day 2, we have an extra mem. In describing the korban of day 6, we have an extra yud. In describing the korban of day 7, we have an extra mem. What does mem, yud, mem spell? Harekan, mayim. It spells water. So mikan rem is l'nisuch ha-mayim in Torah. That's the hint in the Torah to nisuch ha-mayim, to the concept of the chiv to pour the water. So since we pour the water on the Mizbech, on Sukkot, as a way of davening for rain, for the proper amount of rain, Rabbi Yehuda learns that we should mention Gevuras Geshamim on Sukkot as well. That Sukkot is a time where we want to start mentioning Gevuras Geshamim, because that's the time that we're doing these pouring of the waters to show Hashem that we'd like for Him to give us proper rain. Umayishna b'sheni d'naka. But why dafka on the second day of Sukkot do we start with Gevuras Geshamim? Do we start with Mashav Ruach? According to this opinion, because when the Torah hints to us the concept of Nisach HaMayim, it starts with an extra mem on the karbanos of the second day of Yontif. So since that's where the hint of the Torah begins, that's when we start mentioning rain. So main point number six, three extra letters, mem, yud, mem, in the Torah, teach that Nisach HaMayim on the second day of Yontif, teach about Nisach HaMayim, and therefore we start Mashav Ruach Morad HaGeshem on the second day of Yontif. So again, three extra letters, Mem, Yud, Mem, in the Pesukim about the Korbanos of Yontif, teach us to do Nisach HaMayim, and that's why we start Mashav Ruach Morad HaGeshem on the second day of Yontif, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. A little bit further, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, "B'shishi b'chagu maskir," that we start mentioning Mashav Ruach Morad HaGeshem on the sixth day of Yontif. Shenemar b'shishi, because it says about the korbanos of the sixth day, unisacheha in the plural, b'shnei nisuchan akatsum medaber. So the pasuk is clearly talking about two different pourings, Echo nisach hamayim ve'echo nisach hayayin, both pouring water on the mizbech and pouring wine on the mizbech. So since we find that the pasuk starts talking about nisach hamayim on the sixth day of Yontif, according to Rabbi Akiva, because it says it in the plural, two nisuchs, so it must be about nisach hamayim on the sixth day of Yontif, that's why we start mentioning rain on the sixth day of Yontif. Ve'emet ravayu dechamra, but how do you know the two nisuchs, so that one is about wine and one is about water? Maybe they're both about wine, and this isn't talking about nisuch hamayim at all. Now, Savar the Rabbi Dumei Mesera, Damar Remizi Maya. He holds the Rabbi Dumei Mesera that the mem, yud, and mem are extra to hint to us the concept of nisuch hamayim. So it says, yeah, but if he holds the Rabbi Dumei Mesera, why doesn't he hold the Rabbi Dumei Mesera? They should start mentioning it on day two. He Savar the Rabbi Dumei Mesera, name of Kavasei. If he holds the Rabbi Dumei Mesera, then he should say we should start saying Mashal Baruch Mar Geshem on day two. Why does Rabbi Kiva say we started on day six? Says the Gemara, because Savar Rabbi Kiva, ki ksiv nisuch yesera, beshishi udchsiv. Because the pasuk that talks about the extra nisuch, from where we learn that there's supposed to be some extra nisuch on Yontif, is about day six. That pasuk is about day six. It's just that it's from the combination of the mem, yud, mem on day two, day six, day seven, that I learn that that extra nisuch is supposed to be water. But the pasuk that tells me that that there's supposed to be an extra nisuch is a pasuk about day six. So we'll make this main point number one on Gimel Amud Aleph. That Rabbi Akiva learns to say Mashiv HaRuach on day six because the pasuk hints, I'm going slow because I'm writing it as I'm saying it, the pasuk hints to an extra nisuch when it talks about day six. Okay, fantastic. Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up from Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer next time.